This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A proposal that has met with approval in the House of Representatives once before, aimed at making meaningful reforms to the H-2A Ag Guest Worker Program, is back. One of the bill's sponsors, Sunnyside Republican Dan Newhouse, made the announcement last week.
We reintroduced our Farm Workforce Modernization Act, which is something that, as you know, has been subject of a lot of work and conversation and effort to try to get much needed and overdue reform to our ag labor laws in this country.
Newhouse says they'll try and push the bill along quickly.
My anticipation is that we will likely consider that on the floor of the House sometime in the next 2 to 3 weeks and get it over to the Senate before the 1st of April.
This reintroduced bill looks very similar to the original.
It's essentially the same bill that passed in 2019 with bipartisan support. You're right about that. We did have to make some updates to reflect the pandemic, for one.
And those pandemic provisions, Newhouse says, gives it some flexibility.
And if the pandemic prevented people from being able to fulfill all of those requirements, there's some leeway given there.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the reintroduction of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.